Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco, taco, taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Obviously, the big news this morning, if you're just waking up, the passing of Pope Francis. Died because the time change ended up being technically on Easter Monday. Which is Easter Sunday here. But yes, the passing of Pope Francis. Not too surprising given his age and the fact that he'd recently been hospitalized. It actually kind of looked like when he was recently hospitalized, he was maybe not coming out of the hospital. He was very, very ill, but he did, surprisingly. And yet, ultimately, I think long-term, probably succumbed to just some of the damage to his body. He was elderly from that bout. It's very difficult to overcome pneumonia. After you have it, they release you. You're technically done with it. But my mom lost her fight with it over time after being hospitalized, just the damage it did to her body. So, so definitely the passing this morning of Pope Francis, breaking over the last couple of hours. And if you tune into the media, people already beginning to gather in Rome, tune into the media. It's almost wall-to-wall coverage of the Pope passing because he's such a big international figure. So anything you want to add?
No, you've got it. You've got it covered.
Yeah.
I mean, just now the next step will be obviously the all of the ceremony that goes on with the selection of the next Pope. So,
yeah. And just given the politics set up by this pope inside the church, that next pope, do not be surprised if that next pope is not even more radical than the last pope is. I just know being Catholic and having watched just, you know, I guess the legacy of this pope, and they're not going to say this today, but the legacy of this pope is the declining influence of Rome and the Vatican on the American church. They have almost none in terms of just the day-to-day feelings of Catholics. The Pope is almost never mentioned at Mass. It's easy to forget he's there. And, you know, part of that depends on how liberal the churches you go to. Church very much, divided. You could even see it here in this area. The church is known to be the liberal ones, and the church is known not to be the liberal ones. And people divide themselves accordingly. Francis is so completely divisive. Again, he's almost never mentioned, which is just really weird to me. Having grown up in the Catholic Church and just the absolute giant Pope John Paul was, and his just, you know, mentioned all the time. Presence was very real in my childhood because, you know, I went to Catholic school, but I mean, he was just a part of the lessons, a part of the homily, a part of everything, and Francis is simply not. He is really persona non grata. And I think a lot of that has been because they don't want to, you know, any mention of him is so controversial and gets people so spun out that it's just best for attendance if he's not acknowledged. It's a really weird situation. It really is. I get people all the time will say, you know, in the South, there's a lot of misunderstanding about what it is to be Catholic and you know, what we follow or don't do and don't, you know, with the Pope. Oh, you have to follow the Pope. No, I mean, Catholics are very much in open rebellion against the Pope. And there's a love-hate relationship there, too, between Francis and American Catholics because they defied him on Donald Trump. I mean, they went the other way. And he's been at constant war with the Trump administration, never ends. I mean, it went on, you know, in this visit with J.D. Vance and the things the Vatican was saying, using that as an occasion to weigh in on illegal immigration, which they should not. Not their business, not their priority, not their plan. In fact, I would just say as a Catholic, I think the most grating thing about this, the way that this Pope ran the Vatican, ran the church, honestly, there seemed to be a lot more of an interest to me in politics than there was in religion, which is a really weird thing. In fact, my dad and I would talk about it a lot, and I really came to believe that he was deliberately trying to drive people out of the Catholic Church as a deliberate strategy. Not all people, just people who were not hard left. And that he was very much at war with us, and not a war that he was passionately fighting against, say, the Chinese Communist Party, which has just been horrible in their abuses, which he's largely tolerated. So, I mean, you know, really taking a tougher line with Catholics in his own church, who he perceived to be aligned with Donald Trump, than, you know, Chinese Communist Party. Just very bad legacy for a pope. I mean, just...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose. Taco, 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 taco. This deal legit. Taco, taco, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
I don't know. I don't even know if the damage from this pipe. I take a lifetime to recover from. And when you talk about damage from this Pope, I mean, honestly, the other thing, Lee, too, is just the incredible financial disaster that he left in his wake. And I don't know why this is more talked about. People don't write checks anymore. I mean, me personally, I thoroughly research before I write a check. Is any of this going to the Vatican? I don't want a cent of it in the Vatican. I don't want it going to the bishops' conferences. I want to make sure. And then I won't write a check, and that's a shame. Because there's a lot of good charitable things, the Catholic Church does, but unfortunately some of that money ends up, you know, siphoned off to bishops' conferences or to Rome. Bishops' conference is going to put it right into, you know, helping illegal immigrants invade our country illegally in violation of law. And I don't like my money spent for lawbreaking. So, I mean, he is absolutely torn the church apart. There aren't words for how badly this man has torn the church apart and divided it right down the middle. So that's his legacy. That's his actual legacy. No one's going to say that today, but it's been fascinating to watch. And you know, anything you want
to
add?
Now, I'm having to be very careful. I'm just a redneck Southern Baptist, yeah. So I'm just going to have to. You know much more about this and are much more familiar, obviously, as a practicing Catholic. So you've got it covered. Just.
But in you know, in terms of actual, you know, hard facts. The absolute damage financially from, you know, Francis taking, you know, seeming to be, I guess, more interested in politics than he is in anything having to do with religion. And then the wallet snapping shut with Catholics, they're having, I mean, there's an operating deficit right now. I looked up what it's up to, $87 million, the largest in history. That's for the most recent year they've publicly published a full year, which was 2023. 2024 hasn't come out yet. And a lot of that is just people doing what I do, not wanting to donate, not wanting to support the Pope in any way, feeling like the Pope is at war with us. And it is hurting the church very, very badly. And then on top of that, just the financial mismanagement, they were having to sell properties off just to pay the bills, which I think is great. I think that the church should not be rich. I think the church should be very poor. You know, just the bare bones, the rest should be spent on the poor and furthering
exactly.
their religion.
And exactly.
Yeah. So to me, when you see them having to sell off property that the Vatican owns, that's a good thing. That property should be sold. We don't need a lot of property. So we don't need those things. So that's good in a weird way. But yeah, a ton of damage. And do not be surprised if the Cardinals don't go further to left, given the makeup of who will be voting. And it doesn't get exponentially worse. But, you know, we don't want to see anybody, you know, die or pass or anything like that. So, you know, on a human level, that is a big story. There's not going to be the grief there was over John Paul. He was just so beloved. And that's just missing now. So... really interesting, too, is as well, just the controversy of how he came to office in terms of the, you know, we have a living pope.
Yeah.
In Ratzinger.
Retired. I don't think in my lifetime that's ever happened before. I mean,
And it has happened in the history of the church, but not in a lifetime. And there's a lot of controversy over how and why he retired and who the legitimate pope actually is. And that's been going on for quite some time, and I won't bore you with it, but... that sort of, I don't know, scandal controversies hung over the church too. So this has been, if you're a Catholic, a very, very, very controversial, pope and term. So I think the thing to me that defines it the most is, my dad was visiting us during his 2015, visit, and we were in church and he was here, and it was in America, and it was the biggest thing on the news. And my dad was floored. The whole mass never once mentioned he was in America. And my dad was like, I can't believe this. We never even came up that he was in America. I'm like, yeah, it's probably best that way because it won't cause, you know, people angry phone calls on Monday to the church
there
office.
Is that, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that was it. It was just kind of controversial term, and unfortunately, I fear the next one's going to be worse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taco to go. Taco to.
And a big Q.
Taco to go.
Taco to go.
Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Risk it breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco, taco, taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go.
$2.99.
Taco to go.